All right. Everybody be on your best behavior. All your mics are on right now. We are member-supported radio KX93.5. I got to cozy up with their brand new EP last night while I was making dinner. And I thought it was an absolute winner. Decided to play them on the radio. Not only that, we decided to get them in the studio today. The band Swim, I guess each and every member is here today. Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
Hello.
It's going so very well. Thanks for joining us. Again, the song we just ripped into was Swim with Feels. The EP is available right now for the general public, right?
Yes, it is.
And when did that come out, you guys?
April 20th.
Okay.
No,
23rd, yeah.
April 23rd. It is very new.
It's new, yeah.
Again, the EP is called Feel, and I guess you could stream it, you know, through your Facebook page, it looks like, and it's all over your social networking. But originally, you guys are from where?
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Right?
Florida. Satellite where, Beach.
Right near the beach, just like us?
Yep. Grew up a walk away from the beach.
And I imagine you've done some radio in your hometown of Florida, but does anything match up to our studios here in Laguna Beach, you guys?
Never seen windows like this before.
No. Right? It's pretty cool. We're overlooking PCH with our glorious windows, and to the backside of the studio, you could literally see the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, I can see the ocean.
Isn't that amazing?
Nice. I know. It's a good spot.
We really lucked out here. Again, the band Swim in studio on member-supported radio, KX93.5. You guys are touring North America right now, and how has that been received? How's the tour been, you guys?
It's been really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been awesome. We toured up to New York, then down to Nashville, across to Texas, and now we're all the way over here. It's kind of crazy that we're here.
Amazing. Any pleasant surprises, like a venue or a city where you guys were like, wow, people here in, you know, Missoula, Montana or something, they really like their music?
I'd say Denver was maybe like the craziest show.
Yeah, we weren't expecting
really?
It, and it was awesome.
Crazy, like, paint the picture for me. Like, what was that show all about?
We played in this place called Illegal Pete's.
Yeah.
And it was basically a Chipotle glorified with a stage and a great sound system.
Amazing.
And, yeah, and it was just, like, the energy, like, kids were just kind of going crazy, dancing a bunch, and it was nice, yeah.
That's cool. I guess that's all you could really hope for is people feeling it, right?
Throwing
exactly,
burritos.
And, selling merch and doing all of that stuff. You know, you guys could definitely speak on the perils of being an independent artist. You guys are playing tonight in Costa Mesa at the Detroit Bar. Tomorrow in San Diego, I wrote this down, at the Soda Bar, and then the next day at the El Rey in Los Angeles. It's like nonstop for you guys. This is your first go-round as this, you know, band, you know, touring in a van driving around the country.
Yes, yeah. It is, yeah.
Right? And mm-hmm. How did you link up with Saint Motel as well as the band Hockey? Because that's who you guys are on the road with right now.
Yeah, our booking agent, he actually books Hockey as well. Mm. So he got us hooked up on this tour. So we've been just opening every night for those guys. And they've been awesome. They're like the nicest guys we've ever played with. And so it's just been a good time all around.
Right on. I guess my morning show guy here, he had Saint Motel in studio. Maybe it was like this morning or maybe a couple days ago. But yeah, we've been hearing about them for a while too.
Yeah, he told me last night that he was going to be on like the 8 a.m.
Sure.
From bed.
Well, we got you guys at 5 in the afternoon. Much better, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Again, the band Swim in studio with me. They're from Florida originally. Now they are touring the country, playing the Detroit Bar tonight in Costa Mesa. You do have a presence online, and if people tweet at you, you'll tweet right back at them, I imagine, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is Swim Music in the land of Twitter.
Two M's.
Swim with two M's. What about like Facebook, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, and all of that stuff?
It's pretty much all / Swim Music.
Cool.
So it ends up being three M's total.
Well, you guys were nice enough to bring some of your instruments. Actually, we're missing an acoustic guitar, and you had to borrow one, didn't you?
Yeah, the guys down at the guitar shop in North Laguna let us borrow it.
Little plug
nice.
For those guys. Amazing.
Woot, woot.
So when you're done here at our Pearl Street Studios, you got to go back to the guitar shop in Laguna Beach and give that acoustic Fender back.
Really is two P's.
Well, that's very nice of those guys, actually.
Yeah, they saved us for sure.
Right?
It's cool.
Well, if it would be agreeable, again, you brought your instruments here to perform live. We really do appreciate that. I'd love to play another track off that EP if you guys don't mind.
That'd be great.
Awesome. Thank
all right,
you so
cool.
Much.
And again, where was this all written and recorded? Did you guys link up with any rad producers for this effort?
We recorded like about half of it in L.A. and kind of stumbled into using the Red Bull studio, which was really fun and kind of like NASA.
I imagine it's Red Bull.
It was
state of the art.
It was so silly, but like awesome, you know. And then we recorded the other half in New York with a guy named Jeremy Griffith, and and he helped us out a bunch and had a great time up there. And it was fun. We got to kind of record those songs with a bunch of different friends because Adam and I started writing the songs and then kind of invited friends to come in and play the parts with us. So it was kind of like an open door.
That's very cool. So it was layering of tracks and tinkering with Pro Tools, I imagine. Or are you guys in a room looking at each other playing live, like doing the My Morning Jacket thing?
A little bit of both, actually.
Cool.
We recorded some Too Old, the song. That one we did live. And then,
well, let's hear it right now.
All right.
Right? Man, that's a hell of a segue, dude. All right. The song is called Too Old. It is brand new. You heard it first right here on member-supported radio KX93.5. The band is Swim. They are sweeping through Southern California right now. More after this from our Pearl Street studios with a live performance on KX93.5. Coming to a city near you. Tonight they're actually playing the Detroit Bar in Costa Mesa with Hockey and Saint Motel. They're opening up, so get there early. The band is called Swim. We just ripped into a track called Too Old, and the band is here right now. Hi again.
How's it going?
Good. It's doing very well. Is there any advice you would give to an independent artist who would like to be in your shoes one day, who's fortunate enough to be touring the country playing your music?
Just don't think about money too much. Yeah, just keep money away from your mind at all times.
Bring a cooler.
Okay, yes. Fair enough.
Yeah. We've had our share fair of cold cuts.
Mix it up with deli meats, though. You know, you don't want to get the packaged stuff. Just get deli.
Sure. Very good advice.
Our tour manager's been eating. What is it out of the can?
Chef Boyardee,
right out of the can, just opening it up, just.
Luke,
wow.
Cold.
Again, independent artist. That's exactly what you guys are. What's the scene like in Florida where you guys are from, if any?
It's good. I feel like it's gotten better. And there's a lot of cool bands now that I enjoy watching and playing with. Mm-hmm. It is a lot harder to get people to come out to shows. I feel like there's not as much of like a community of people that like to go to shows.
Right.
So it's a little more difficult. Even seeing like really good bands come through and it'll be like kind of empty and it's weird. But
it's also like our hometown is like a quaint beach town, like an hour away from Orlando, which is like the closest thing that has like a legitimate scene. Really.
So it's tough to wrangle acts to come through and play?
Yeah, no one plays our hometown.
Oh, really?
Really. But unless it's like reggae.
Is it a reggae-dominated scene where you guys are from?
A bit.
Yeah? Is it really?
Not in like the best kind of way.
Right.
You know.
But as
white
far
man
as
reggae?
As far as all the... Oh, we love them. I could rattle off a bunch of names of bands who are doing that thing, but people love that. It's almost a genre in itself.
I would say so.
The Caucasian reggae thing.
Yeah.
But I imagine that, you know, musicians around your neighborhood or whatever, everybody's probably got each other's back and very supportive, right?
Yeah, there's a couple bands that we've been playing with, like JC and the Knickknacks, Fight the Swing, like friends of ours that have started to, Konglong, like really started to like have so much fun playing with them at shows in hometown. So.
Nice, you guys. Well, again, we brought our instruments. What'd you guys want to rip into first?
We'll play Souvenir.
And again, give us the VH1 Storytellers moment here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Is there a story behind this song? Or you guys could just go ahead and play if you want.
Yeah, this is a song about, I really don't even remember at this point.
Sounds old.
The song is pretty old. Like, we've had it around for a while.
We just released it, but it's been around for...
It's basically about a homeless girl.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. The band is Swim with two M's opening up at the... We got to reconfigure our mics a little bit, you know, and get everybody set. But they are playing Costa Mesa, the Detroit bar tonight, the Soda Bar in San Diego tomorrow, the El Rey in Los Angeles the following day. Again, opening up for Hockey and Saint Motel. And again, whenever you guys are ready on member-supported radio, KX93.5.
She's looking for the ways to teach you, and don't be she's a souvenir of your stay. And I don't plan to leave her, no. Because she keep my own dreams of age.
Done right in front of my face here, you guys. Member supported radio KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. That band was called Swim with Souvenir. That's one of the perks of being a DJ here is, you know, you get these performances right in front of you. And that was great, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I certainly am on board with this particular band. Now, we do know that the EP is available right now. Are there any previous releases that people could get a hold of? Or that's really it?
This is the first release, but we've been writing and recording demos a bunch, so we'll be releasing stuff pretty
cool.
Soon.
Well, you got to keep us in the loop. If there's anything you ever want to test out on the public or get the word out, you know, for anything, that our studios are here, you know, for you guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's part of the mission of the radio station. Again, thanks so much to whoever lent you that guitar.
Guitar shop, yeah.
That's right. They're not listening anyway. But we're going to plug them anyway for being so nice to us. Is there anything you wanted to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Swim quite yet, you guys?
Just come to the show and have fun with us. And thank you so much for having us. This is kind of like what makes it all fun and worth it for us to travel around.
Well, I'm glad. And again, when you speak of us in your travels, please speak of us kindly, okay?
Definitely. Right,
you guys don't even have time to enjoy the beach. You guys probably have to go on sound check right now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We play early, 8:30.
Tomorrow, though, we'll hit the beach. I'm jumping in the ocean first thing.
Right on, man. I hope that you do. Again, Swim in Studio. Thanks to each and every one of you for joining us. They are playing tonight in Costa Mesa. That's the closest venue to the radio station. They're opening up for Hockey and Saint Motel. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Goodbye.